This is the Amanda Murphy Radio. This podcast is for every woman who has ever felt less than, unworthy, or just not enough. This podcast is for any woman who has ever felt misled or unheard by society and is truly just fed up trying to keep up. Here, no topic or conversation is ever off limits. We will talk about ditching diet culture and intuitive eating, body image and self-acceptance, mindset and empowerment, literally all things women. Through each conversation and story, we will share tips, tools, and support to help you end the war against your body, make peace with food, and bust through your limiting beliefs to feel more empowered than ever before. It's time to put yourself back in the driver's seat and take back control of your body, your health, and your life. I'm your host, Amanda Murphy, certified intuitive eating counselor and mindset mentor for women. Are you excited? Girl, me too. Okay. So I am so fired up right now to chat with you guys that I literally was thinking the entire time I was in the shower, like, I can't wait to get out and just hop on and record this episode. And I literally like rushed through my shower, rushed to get dressed, and I hurried up, set up my laptop, and I'm not even making dinner yet. I'm hungry, but I'm not even making dinner yet because I just want to get this out while it's fresh. And so you're probably thinking, like, what are you so excited about, Amanda? Like, what's got you so fired up? And that is Beachbody. We are going to talk about, well, let me share with you Beachbody. You know, we have all know the company. I would be surprised if we haven't heard of Beachbody before. But for those of you who may not have heard of the company Beachbody, they've been around for quite some time. They have workout programs, they do meal programs, meal plans, they have some supplements, and you can sign up to be a coach, which offers you a discount, and then, you know, you can get other people to join underneath you, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I do want to add a disclaimer that I am not bashing Beachbody and their coaches and anybody who partakes in Beachbody. I'm not bashing you if you're a coach. None of that. I follow some really lovely Beachbody coaches on Instagram. I think they are amazing women. I do love a lot of the messages that they share. I actually do Beachbody workouts. I have a Beachbody On Demand membership. I'm not signed up for any of their supplements. I do not participate in their meal plans. None of that. I simply just have the Beachbody On Demand workout programs because I like to work out from home and I like having the structure of a start and an end, and they just work for me, you know? So I do have their workouts and I love their workouts. But we are going to talk about why I still cannot get fully behind Beachbody and support it 100% while I'll never promote it, and why I still think that it can be not such a great fit for everyone, and why it is not really fully aligned with the anti-diet world. Now, I'm sure all of us at one point or another have been approached by a Beachbody coach, whether it's to join their team, to join their boot camp, whatever. And I was approached by a lovely lady, and, you know, nothing against her. It just sparked a conversation. She was asking me if I would be interested in joining her challenge and et cetera, et cetera. And I asked her, I said, well, is this Beachbody? Because it did sound like Beachbody. And she did say it was. And, you know, I respectfully and politely just declined and said it's not aligned with my values. And, you know, we just engaged in a conversation that got this sparking. And, you know, we can take away from things what works for us and what we like. Meaning, you know, I take away the Beachbody workouts and leave the rest because the Beachbody workouts work for me and the rest of it doesn't. And that's fun and dandy. You know, that's completely okay. And there's a lot of women out there, I'm sure, who do just the same. And not only with Beachbody, but maybe with other companies who are similar. Really, it can be applied to anything. You know, local programs at your gym, whatever, yoga classes, fitness classes, you name it. It can apply to anything. You can take away from it what works for you. And why I say that you can do that only if you have a healthy relationship with food and with your body, and you're not experiencing a lot of disordered eating habits and behaviors. You're not struggling with type of eating disorder. You're not struggling with binge eating or severe restricting or any diet-like behavior. If you're in a healthy place with yourself, mentally, emotionally, physically, for the most part, you have a healthy relationship with food, you're able to do that no problem. Maybe you can sign up for this Beachbody program and participate, and you know, you want to just maybe challenge yourself with the fitness program and the fitness aspect, but you can leave the meal plan that doesn't work for you because it's not aligned with your values and things like that. But if you are engaging in disordered eating behaviors, if you have a very unhealthy relationship with food and your body, or you're in a active eating disorder, it's not necessarily the best decision for you. It's really not a good decision at all, in my opinion, because if you don't have that healthy relationship with food, and I know myself 2 to 3 years ago would not have been able to engage in a Beachbody challenge or group or whatever and complete it in a healthy manner, because I did not have a healthy relationship with food or my body. And where I'm going with this is, if you're like that and you don't have a healthy relationship with food in your body, these programs, and like Beachbody, who, you know, they come with meal plans. They're suggesting to you how much you should eat, when you should eat, what you should eat, what you shouldn't eat. They're giving you guidelines and they're giving you rules, and you can call it a meal plan. You can call it whatever you want. At the end of the day, it's still a diet culture thing, and it's still a diet. So it might be hard for somebody to only take what works for them. And even the fitness component, you know, if somebody's really struggling in this diet culture where maybe they're abusing exercise as punishment for eating certain things, or they're over-exercising and pushing their body in an unhealthy way so that they can feel better about eating, things like that, trying to compete, for lack of a better word, in these challenges, participate in them, and stick to that, you know, got to work out this many days a week, got to complete these workouts, et cetera, can still keep them in those unhealthy patterns, unhealthy behaviors, and keep that unhealthy relationship going. And some people might find that, like, well, the meal plans just give you suggestions and yada yada. But I mean, I'm familiar enough with the Beachbody meal plans that they give you those containers, and they say that that's your portion size. That's how much you should eat. And that's listening externally to how much you should eat of what you should eat. So really, we don't need to be listening to external sources on how much we should eat of a certain food. We should just be tuning into our body and listening to our body, which knows best, to know how much we should eat. If we're really having that healthy relationship with food and with our bodies all around, we should be able to rely on our hunger and fullness cues, because we hear them loud and clear, to do that for us. And another way that this isn't a good thing for somebody who has an unhealthy relationship with food in their body, like even looking at my own personal journey, me 3 years ago, if I'm trying to cultivate a healthy relationship with food in my body, I was at a point where I was very overwhelmed, very burnt out, very frustrated, and pissed off, really, at trying to manage my food, obsessing over food choices, trying to find the right magical formula where I could eat food at the right amounts, at the right times, but not be hungry. And at that very unhealthy place, even measuring my food by way of a certain colored container was overwhelming to me, because I had to mind the rules of the containers. And if I was still hungry, but I've eaten all my containers, then that puts me off the plan. And then that's going to keep me from not losing weight, which is what I thought I wanted. And, you know, you can just see how it's just a spiral in the wrong direction. And even if somebody who, you might be thinking, well, then why don't you get a healthy relationship with your body and with food, and then you can engage in these meal plans? Well, sure, you can, but my only bone to pick with that is, if you're going to have a healthy relationship with your body and with food, you don't need to tune into these meal plans. You don't need to try to abide by them and follow them, because again, you're going to be able to rely on your hunger and your fullness cues to control your portions, which you're not really controlling them. You're honoring your hunger and your fullness and your body. Therefore, it just kind of works out. It your body and your biology takes over and does the work for you, so you don't have to really think about it. There's no amount of mindfulness in this world that is going to override your biology. At the end of the day, your body knows best. Okay, so that is what I had to say. That's what had me so, like, fired up and passionate. And it's not out of anger or anything like that. It was something that popped into my mind and it was sparked via the conversation. And I'm like, I have to share this because I do truly love Beachbody's workouts. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful or put down any Beachbody participant, Beachbody coach, nothing of the sort. I am just trying to bring to light the roots of intuitive eating and how they do not fit with a lot of Beachbody and what they bring to the table. So that is that. Thanks for listening. Thank you so much for spending this time with me. If you loved this episode as much as I did, please take a moment to leave a rating and a review. Let me know what you would like to hear on future episodes. And if you really loved this episode, please be sure to share it with somebody else who you think would love it just as much. You can take a screenshot, share it on Instagram. You truly don't know who can benefit from hearing this conversation or this message. If you want to be friends, and I really would like to be friends, you can find me on Instagram at TheAmandaMurphy or at TheAmandaMurphy.com. And until we chat next time, just remember that you are not alone and that life without dieting does exist. Bye, babes.